I want to speak with you about greeting the new, how we greet the new and unexpected in our lives. Each of us has a range of adaptation, a range of things that can happen to us that we feel comfortable with because they fit into something that already exists as being familiar. We hold it in our mind, not so much thinking about it, but we hold the frame of reference of what we're used to in our mind as a belief that this is how things are. And the reason we do that, because it shapes life. It gives us a sense of order. It gives us a sense of security. And mind you, this is not on a conscious level, but as human beings, the emphasis, the power we give to the mind often has to do with security. It shapes our experience. It tells us what to expect. It tells us what life is about. The problem with keeping things ordered on the level of belief and on the level of the mind is that divine reality doesn't work like that. Divine reality, which is the foundational aspect of who we are, works on a different principle. It has its own order. And the problem often for human beings, for all of us, is that we don't know how to deal with the unknown. We fear the unknown because we're not familiar with divine reality. So we don't trust it. Essentially, the problem of dealing with the unknown is lack of familiarity, which leads to lack of trust. And so when something new comes along that requires us to adapt and to change, then we get mixed up in conflicting directions. Part of us may say yes and part may say no. And the part that's saying yes is because it feels, well, this might be good. I don't know, but maybe it is beneficial to my overall being, well-being. And the part that says no says, I don't know what's going to happen next. So let me hold on to what I'm familiar with. And each of us has different aspects of that holding on that we give ourselves to. So we are at a place where there are many new things happening for those of us who are here in the Light Omega community and for the world as a whole. Many, many new things are happening. Not all of them do we wish were happening. Not all of them would we vote for if we had a vote in what was happening. So we're faced with this question of the unknown and what to trust in our personal life and in our collective life. What to trust? What to trust is the place that one can go to that holds the deeper truth that the mind doesn't have access to. That's the premise of moving into an acceptance of the unknown. If we were vacant, if we had a vacancy and didn't have access to deeper truth, we would only have our minds to determine how to guide us, how to go through life. But that's not the case. We have a place inside ourselves that registers a truth that we were born with, a way of looking at life. And we call it the deeper self or the soul or our deeper being. You can call it many things, but it exists. For anyone who, in any degree, believes that there is a spiritual foundation to life, then the next step is knowing that that foundation lives inside you. If it didn't, we wouldn't be talking about this. We wouldn't be talking about trusting the unknown. But the place of truth says, what I don't know comes from a place of goodness. What I don't know doesn't have to be controlled by me. What I don't know I can step towards instead of moving away from. Now, there are, of course, things that we don't want to step towards because they look very clearly like they would not be a good direction. So I'm not advocating for you or for anyone that we do things that just because they're new. But often what we face is ambivalence, where something new seems exciting and good, and another part says of us says, do I dare? Do I dare? And it's that place of being at cross purposes where the do I dare has to be looked at very carefully, because what we're holding on to is a belief system that we're using to create security based on what's familiar, but it's not necessarily in our best interest to do so. The divine reality that is the foundation of life operates according to its own principles to bring all things into wholeness. That's what we call the divine flow. The divine flow has as its basis, as its premise, as its movement, the activation of greater and greater spirals of wholeness, moving us forward all of the time. The divine flow can be felt as a current of life to the degree that we ask for it and to the degree that we're willing to open to it. And willingness is key, really. Willingness to say, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to look at it and see what it might be. I'm going to take the risk of letting go of the belief I'm holding on to about the way things have been, in order to explore, just explore, that something else might be beneficial. We can, like true scientists, entertain a hypothesis about our life. Scientists do this all the time. They don't know what's true about a given experiment or area of research, but they invent hypotheses about what might be true and then explore them through experimentation and testing and so forth to see whether they were right. We can do that with our life. We can move in the direction of the unknown and explore the hypothesis that what comes to us as change, or that we feel inside ourselves, not necessarily just what comes to us, we could feel it inside ourselves as a movement that wants to go in a certain direction, but we're afraid to go in that direction. There's that ambivalence I talked about. So we could treat it as a hypothesis, like a scientist might. Maybe walk a few steps in that direction. Maybe say yes instead of saying no. Maybe take the risk of seeing what would happen to do something that's unfamiliar. The divine flow of life has rules and measures of its own that can't be appreciated through the mind. They can be appreciated through the heart, and that's a good guide. If you can let go of beliefs about what's familiar, who you have been, that's one of the favorite ones about, I've always been a such and such kind of person, and, you know, we can let go of that. In divine reality, we don't have to keep repeating to ourselves, I've always done this such and such a way. Or, I'm always triggered by such and such an interaction. That's one of the favorite hits on the hit parade of what's familiar. I'm always triggered by such and such. So we can stop saying those things to ourselves, or we can try to be in a place where we believe that something new could happen, to allow something new to happen. And then fear comes up. So fear is part of the ambivalence. If fear weren't there, we would say, yes, wonderful, let me see. What's going to happen next? I don't know. It would be exciting. It would be an adventure to see what life is bringing to us. But fear comes up because we're used to being in control. And so there needs to be a willingness to let go of control and to explore the unknown, not with the mind, with the heart. With the heart that asks, show me where I need to go. Asks life, Show me where I need to go. I may never have done this before, but I'm willing to be shown. That trust, that willingness opens the doors to everything. Everything. And especially in this time in which we're talking about the divine energy of the mother. This is the divine energy of the mother. That which is within time and space, that is leading humanity and each of us individually forward to greater wholeness. That is the energy that we're calling the mother. So we decide for ourselves, are we ready? Are we ready to say, I don't have to do what is just my habit, just my way of doing things, I can do something new. You know, in this time of transition, I talk a lot about the East and the West and Hindu culture and Vedic culture and the traditions of the West and so on. But right now in this moment, there's a crossover between the teachings of Jesus and what I'm talking about related to the mother. The crossover is the statement coming from Jesus. Except ye be like little children, ye cannot enter the kingdom of God. Those of you who have grown up in the Judeo-Christian tradition know this very well. Except you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And this is what I'm talking about related to the unknown. This. Becoming like a little child who takes the hand of the unknown and says, lead me. Lead me to where I need to go. This is the same place of trusting the mother, God manifesting in time and space, to bring us to a new place of wholeness. That's the crossover. It involves innocence and it involves trust, and most of all, it involves letting go of beliefs, even if they've been held for your whole life. Divine reality doesn't operate in time. It doesn't say you're 50 years old or you're 40 or you're 70, therefore you can't change. No, it operates in the present moment. Everything is in the present moment. It doesn't care how old you are. You could be 100 years old and there's still the present moment. What are you going to do in this moment? That's divine reality. It doesn't care how old you are. So you have the choice of joining that and not saying, I've always done things this way. So therefore, I have to do it continually. I have to continue. You have the choice about saying yes, to your own innocence, taking the hand of the divine and moving forward into something that's not known. Sometimes we think about fear as a personal problem. And it is. We each have our own fears. Fears of particular things that are unique to our own psyche. But this that I'm talking about is a collective problem. It's not a personal problem. This is humanity's problem of having felt separated from divine reality, so that the mind and the ego self, which protects us, giving us a sense of control over life, has been in the ascendant, and divine reality, which is flow into the unknown, has receded into the background for many of us. So this is a collective problem, but we're at the place of opening to the greater soul awareness that's possible now, which says, from the soul, not from the mind, it may be trustworthy, maybe to do something that I haven't done before. It may be trustworthy to walk boldly into an unknown situation, not with the ideas about who I've been, but to be who I might want to be or want to become. You may think that what I'm talking about related to divine flow doesn't apply to you. You may think that, well, that's nice as an abstract concept, but I don't know what the divine flow is because I haven't felt it. And if I let go of my beliefs, I don't know if I'm going to feel it. There's all that doubt that comes up on a personal level. So again, I encourage you to think in a hypothesis. The hypothesis is maybe I am a soul created with a divine core. Maybe it's true that if I let go of moving energy in the direction of thinking, that something else could take over. Maybe I could cross over from one way of perceiving reality to another. And you give it a little chance. You take a risk. Well, what would you do if you did believe that? What would you do if you believed that you were safe, not holding on to past experience? What would you do? So you have to ask your heart that. You say, heart, what is it you want to do now? Your heart has its own answer. Your heart says, if I wasn't so scared, this is what I'd do with my life, or this is what I'd do with a relationship. Your heart would say, yes, I would love to be this, but I'm too afraid. So there's the ambivalence again. But it doesn't mean that the divine flow isn't real. It means that you're choosing to look at your fear more than where your heart is taking you, because the divine flow comes from your soul into your heart as a way of being, as a way of relating, as a way of orchestrating life. It's there. It's there, but you have to, and everyone, we all have to get out of our own way to say yes to it. So when you have doubt about the divine flow not moving through you, moving through everybody else but not you, it's often because you've been attached to your mind, and so you actually haven't had an experience of it. Well, that's understandable. So let yourself have an experience. But you can't do it going in two opposite directions. You can't say, I'm going to stay in control and I'm going to do, you know, what makes logical sense, and still be looking for the crevice in which the divine current can, you know, kind of sneak through a little crack in that defense system. Maybe it can, and most often it can't, because even if it came through that little crevice, you wouldn't perceive it. You need to create space. In a time of change in life, we all have a chance to practice this. And in this time of the earth is going through a big change. So people are now, all of us here and everywhere else, are now being called from inside themselves to move more clearly in the direction that their soul intends. All people. Some have more capacity to do that because of their personal circumstances. But everyone is being called because the heart activation coming from the soul is stronger in everyone because of the earth's changing. So you get to decide. The earth is in transition. Do you hold on to the old, or do you let something new happen? Do you create a hypothesis for yourself where you can say, okay, I'm willing to explore in this direction. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll say yes anyhow. And that goes across the board. For any aspect of life, to trust your heart, to trust your soul, and to take the hand of the unknown. Except you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's the crossover. And so I encourage you to meditate, pray about these things, and see where you are with reclaiming your own innocence, because it is truly about innocence. It is truly about letting go of control with the expectation that that which is good, which is of the divine nature of life and of all beings, will shepherd you in the direction you need to go in. May all beings be blessed with the knowledge of truth of who they are. May all be awakened to the truth and power of their own hearts, so that love can become the dominant force in life, and so that love can redeem society from its present orientation towards other motives and redirect it toward harmony and peace. May all beings be blessed by this awakening of truth. Hari Om Tat Sat.